Now, the U.S. Supreme Court began a new session on Monday of this week. Among the other cases lined up on its docket, it could also end up weighing in on matters related to the impeachment of outgoing President Donald Trump. Kimmy King is a professor of political science at the University of North Texas. Kimmy focuses on civil rights and liberties, as well as judicial decision-making and constitutional law. Kimmy, welcome back to Central Time.
It's good to be back on public radio in Wisconsin.
Now, the other two branches of government weighed heavily in the news over the last week, the executive and the legislative. People maybe not watching the judicial branch quite as much. A lot of important stuff going on, though, this year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything from immigration to abortion to the building of the wall to the Mueller investigation. I mean, really all of the greatest hits of the last year are right before the court this spring.
And this is a new court. We've got three Trump appointees on the court now, a 6-3 conservative majority. What does that mean for some of the cases in the works?
It means a fair amount, but remember, the judicial branch has always held itself out as being the neutral arbiter of these disputes. In looking back over what President Trump's, the last year for President Trump in front of the Supreme Court, I mean, remember, they have upheld his Muslim ban. They permitted, there's a debate about the money that Congress had not appropriated for the border wall, and religious objections or even moral objections to withholding contraception from female employees. And so everyone is watching closely to see what happens.
Now, we've already had oral arguments in an Affordable Care Act challenge, and we knew it was something was going to come out sometime after the new year. I think, when are we expecting a ruling?
So traditionally, it can be difficult to tell what will come down the pipeline. It's been particularly difficult this year because of the pandemic. The Supreme Court had to go remote, and there were a number of cases that were held over on the docket. And so for that reason, it is difficult to tell. Historically, I can tell you that the court is reluctant to issue bombastic or what will be seen as conflict-ridden opinions during the March-April period, and they hold those out until the very end, which can be as late as July.
Wow. So, I mean, one potential outcome of this could be completely overturning the Affordable Care Act. I know there are a lot of middle ground possibilities, too. This is a pretty big case to wait until June for.
Yes, it absolutely is. And keep in mind that there will be much pressure because of the pandemic to continue rolling things out. And so one of the things you do see when there are changes in administration is there can be changes in litigation strategy about how they are approaching things. And so for that reason, you can probably count on some sort of procedural issues to try to get around some part of these cases that are pending decisions before the court.
Well, let's get to some of the things the court has already done this year. The justices on Tuesday handed down a decision related to an abortion pill that's used during the first 10 weeks of pregnancy. This gets pretty detailed, but what should we know about what we heard from the court on this?
So in that particular case, the thing that is difficult is the fact that no other drug was treated the same way as the abortion pill was. Basically, what was involved in that case was whether a woman had to appear in person to actually receive the pill, and the court continued to uphold that requirement. That was a 6-3 decision along partisan lines. Sonia Sotomayor raised in her dissent that this was a pointless decision because requiring women to pick up the medication in person, even though doctors could provide the counseling virtually and women ingesting the drug were going to be unsupervised at home, so complications would occur afterward, the court still upheld that requirement.
And people are looking at this court and its new makeup and wondering and having hopes on either side what it all means for abortion rights. What kind of things might be coming to the court now when it comes to Roe versus Wade?
it's going to be very interesting to see what happens, because you've seen Chief Justice Roberts emerge as really more in the middle than perhaps where he started out. Chief Justice Roberts is also a big advocate for stare decisis, and Roe v. Wade has been on the books since 1973. I think it may be more likely that he would work together with more middle-leaning justices to support compromises that nibble away at abortion access rather than an outright ban. But of course, everything's on the table in these times.
I wanted to ask you about the Supreme Court and this election we just had and this transition of government. The president had said before Election Day that, hey, this could come to the Supreme Court, and my justices, I think was his phrase, will rule in my favor. And we had a lot of cases go through the courts, some trying to go directly to the U.S. Supreme Court. What are your thoughts, Kimmy, on how the Supreme Court reacted or didn't react to the challenges that were headed their way?
So what is striking about the litigation during this last bit is you have to recall that over 80 lower court federal judges in over 60 cases have been looking at President Trump's challenges to the election. And with the exception of one very limited opinion way back when, which was resolved very quickly, they did not let him overturn the 2020 election. For those who don't know, there was this issue regarding the attorney general from my state, along with concerns from 17 other state attorney generals, that Texas had lacked standing to challenge the outcomes in four battleground states. What is clear from that decision, it was 9-0, and all of the justices indicated, even the justices who are ultra-conservatives, Alito and Thomas, that they were not finding any merits to the claims, putting a slam dunk ending on the litigation in terms of the courts, but certainly not the court of public opinion.
Is there anything still hanging out there post-election that the court could look at or could consider? Obviously, nothing is going to overturn the election at this point, but is there any dangling litigation, I should say, that they still need to address?
So it's not clear what's still out there. It's not my understanding that there is, but the big bombshells you need to watch for that they're paying attention to is that there's a series of cases dealing with the kind of information that, like, coming from the Mueller investigation and the ability of the Congress to get all of the information, records that have been withheld by the Justice Department, given to the Congress. There's also a series of questions about presidential power regarding the border wall and especially investigations that were ongoing against the Trump administration. So you'll continue to see that be more of a role.
Talking to Kimmy King, professor of political science at the University of North Texas, looking at what is up in the U.S. Supreme Court this year. Kimmy, are there any good kind of law nerd cases that you're watching for that might not be, you know, front and center on our headlines?
I don't think it's necessarily a law nerd, but it might be a sports geek information case. That is, for the first time since 1984, the Supreme Court is considering the issue regarding how college athletes are paid and whether they can be paid. And so for that reason, that will capture some attention on down the line. But for right now, no. I think that there are also very important cases involving immigration and, say, for example, the Remain in Mexico policy, which has much to do in terms of, you know, protocols that have to be followed. And there are also some interesting Fourth Amendment cases regarding exigent circumstances. Can police officers follow you home and then without a warrantless search somehow track you into your garage for something that is in essence a misdemeanor and still get you? So watch for those cases as well.
And now one of the justices, Chief Justice Roberts, will probably, I guess, be presiding over his second impeachment in just over a year. Can you talk about the role he would play when the Senate gets to this?
So the Constitution mandates that convicting the president, which is where we are with the Senate trial because he's already been impeached, requires the Chief Justice to preside over it. And he's not necessarily been a fan. Chief Justice Rehnquist was very interested in the impeachment and conviction process. It will be curious to watch Roberts' reaction because you have to recall that perhaps what is now one of his most infamous Supreme Court clerks will be there in the chamber. Senator Hawley clerked for him back in 2007 and 2008. And so everybody is going to be watching the interaction that perhaps the two of those gentlemen have, although the conviction trial at this point may not necessarily be a done deal. Stay tuned on that one.
And finally, Kimmy, before we let you go, there's speculation that a justice might retire. I think Justice Breyer, people are looking at waiting for a Democratic president with a narrow Democratic majority in the Senate. What are you watching for there?
So it will be curious to see because historically justices have held on for as long as they possibly can. And I think many people think that perhaps Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's decision to remain on so long may have been unfortunate for the purpose of the kinds of causes that she was hoping to further. Breyer is, however, his own man, and he's a fighter, and it's not clear that he would necessarily step down. That being said, it is clear that you're going to start to see more of a push by Chief Justice Roberts to perhaps form coalitions that will be coalescing to try to achieve more unity inside the courts, because there seems to be some indication he's been distressed about the extent to which they have been politicized by this last administration.
Right. That's a theme I think we've seen from Chief Justice Roberts. You've talked about this before. He doesn't want to see the Supreme Court in the midst of these really controversial things making huge waves in American politics. Is that about right?
Oh, absolutely. And he lashed out at Chuck Schumer for having made sort of challenges to his court and made it very clear that he was not going to sit for that. We'll have to know in time what their perception of about the events and how all of that went down in the Capitol, because you also have to remember that Chief Justice Roberts is a law and order guy. So that will be playing into the background of everything the court's going to be going through this session.
Kimmy, as always, thanks for joining us.
You betcha. Love public radio.
Kimmy King is a professor of political science at the University of North Texas. She joined us for a look at the new round of Supreme Court cases. They just started up their session this week with a lot on the table.